Welcome to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. At Fairfield Christian Academy, we equip preschool through 12th grade students with a biblical worldview to impact our community as passionate ambassadors for Christ. Over 400 students from 7 surrounding counties and 70 different area churches make up our FCA family. FCA is conveniently located in Lancaster and proud to partner with parents to pursue excellence and build character.
Thank you for joining us on FCA Connect. I'm Abby Miller, along with Bella Adair, seniors at Fairfield Christian Academy. Our special guest today is Ryan Mitchell, also a senior FCA. Welcome, Ryan.
Hi, glad to be here.
How long have you attended FCA, Ryan?
All of my life, ever since, you know, daycare.
And what programs and sports are you involved in?
I'm not involved in any sports any longer, but I'm involved in the play as a stage manager, and I tutor.
What sports did you used to play?
I used to play volleyball, and when I was younger, in middle school, I played basketball.
So do you like being the stage manager? Have you done this before, or?
I've never done it before, but my friend last year did it, and she had a blast, so I'm just kind of taking over for her, and I'm really excited for it.
That's awesome. What is the play here at the school this year?
It is The Music Man.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about your senior project.
My senior project is coordinating the blood drives that happen here at FCA. And I just get people to volunteer and save lives through donating their blood.
So did you take the senior project from someone last year, or did you come up with this on your own?
I took it over from Riley Blankenship last year, and it's been passed down before that.
So is that where you got the idea?
Yes.
Gotcha. So.
And do you see yourself going into this in the medical field?
No, I am very interested in the donation process of blood, but I am not going into the medical field.
So what are your future plans?
I want to be a lawyer.
Be a lawyer? Okay.
And why do you want to be a lawyer?
I don't know. Ever since I was little, that's what my plan was.
So you think that was God's plan for you? You feel really called to be a lawyer?
Absolutely.
That's awesome. I know we always get in arguments in class, not really arguments, but discussions, and you're very strong-willed. So that's awesome that you want to pursue that. So along with the blood drive, is it hard to get people to donate?
It's not necessarily hard because I have, like, my normal donors, but to get new people to donate, it serves difficult because a lot of people are afraid of needles or just have this fear of, like, and they've never done it before, so they don't know what the experience is like, so.
Yeah, that's me personally. I want to give blood, but I'm so scared of needles and all that I can't even do it. Do a lot of people from the school donate, or is it more people, like, outside of the school?
We have donors sign up outside of school, and not a lot of those actually turn out. So I would say 95% of donors are students or staff at FCA.
And how many people normally come to each of your blood drives?
Well, last blood drive, I had 25 donors, and previously I had 20, so.
Okay. So what is your goal?
My goal is usually 18, to get 18 units of blood, which saves 3 lives, so.
So is that like, what's your average of units that you get?
It's approximately 20 units per blood drive.
Awesome. Okay. So how often do you have these?
Well, I have them every 52 days. So my next one is December 1st. And so, like, and the 52 days is to serve as you can't give until 52 days has passed from your previous donation.
So, okay. Oh, so it's like a health thing?
Yes.
So what if, okay, so that makes sense. How can our listeners get involved?
Well, they can contact me. My information is on FCA's website or on the Twitter page of FCA.
And that's how you sign up then?
Just through me, contacting me through the bulletins that are placed all around the school or on social media.
Is there an email that you can give out so that people can contact you if they want to sign up?
Yeah, 18rmitchell@fcanights.us.
That's awesome. That's great that you're able to get the school involved and the community at the same time.
It's been amazing.
Is anyone helping you with this?
I have a successor, which is Christian Blair. He will be taking over for me next year. And so he helps me out through just if I need something ran upstairs to a teacher or to remind someone that their appointment is coming up, then that's what he does. And
did anything inspire him to do the project?
I'm not too sure on that one. He does want to go into the medical field. I know that he wants to be a nurse. So okay, I'm sure so that has to...
Yeah, he's probably been inspired by that then.
So he just comes and basically, like, watches you, like, what you do and stuff, so he'll know what to do next year?
Yeah, so I try to get him involved as in, like, if I need to go talk to a teacher, then I will have him sign people in or ask someone to donate if we have a fall through on a previous appointment. And then he will actually take over the last blood drive. I'll be there to kind of, like, cushion him,
mm-hmm.
but the last blood drive is him so that he can see how he's going to do next year.
Gotcha. So is that kind of what you did last year with whoever had it, or who had it, Riley Blankenship?
Yes.
So is that what you did last year?
Yes, that is what I did.
So did Christian, like, approach you, or did you talk to him about it?
Last year, he approached me and Riley and was like, hey, do you have anyone to take over yet? And I said, no, it's all yours.
Awesome. I know that I should have definitely started planning our senior project earlier, so that's great that he's already on top of it. Is anyone helping you out with your project?
I mean, other than the Red Cross, I have someone at the Red Cross, Jane McMillan, and she's, I kind of serve her as in she gives me all my information and who's going to be working with me, like who are the nurses that are going to be taking the blood and just stuff like that.
So besides Christian and her, has this been like a challenge for you since you're kind of on your own for it?
No, it's been pretty, not easy, but handled. Like it's able to be handled and it's not overwhelming or anything.
So like this goes on during the school day, right?
Yes, so it goes from 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock during the school day. And just there are certain times where they take lunch, but other than that, like, all day, people can walk in and just try to give blood.
So, what happens in a typical blood drive? Like, do you have to eat anything, or?
So, I personally have only had a few people, like, almost pass out on me because they didn't eat an hour beforehand, so it is very, recommended to eat an hour before an appointment.
Yes, it is. Last year I passed out, and that was a lot of fun.
Wait, so you've given blood before?
I've given blood twice, and last year was my first year donating, so I've been doing it ever since, and I really enjoy it because I do have fun helping other people out, and it does save lives, so definitely.
Was it scary when you passed out?
It wasn't necessarily scary, but I was scared because it was my first time, so it made me uneasy for the next time, but I ate the next time and it was definitely a lot better.
Is there like a recovery process that happens afterwards?
Basically, you can't have any extraneous activity afterwards, so like no running or anything. But other than that, you just got to keep liquids in your body and just rest and take it easy.
That's good. So, like, if I have, say, like, I have a game, so I can't give then?
No, it's not recommended.
It's not recommended.
Okay. So, do you set these dates up so that it's, like, around the school schedules for students to give if they play a sport, or is it kind of just by chance?
It's by chance. I can't, like, my last blood drive, there were a lot of football players and cheerleaders that could not give because of the game. And so, I can't necessarily plan it around all the sports that are happening, but if people decide to give outside of their sport, it's just amazing.
That's awesome. So how do you see God through me move through your senior project if he did?
It's just really awesome to see so many people come out. Like, I had a couple over the summer come out to one of my blood drives, and they were the parents of Brock. I don't remember his last name, but part of the Brock Strong movement.
Oh, okay. The Johnsons.
Yes. And so they came out and helped out because their son had a transfusion problem when he was still alive. And so they just do amazingly and go to all these blood drives, and they actually compete with each other who can give the fastest, which is just amazing.
That's awesome. I know they're a great family. Since I played through Canal, I know a lot of people are close with them, and they seem, like, awesome.
And do you feel like this was a life-changing experience for you at all?
It was, just to see how many lives are impacted through just one unit of blood can save three lives.
Yeah,
and
that is true.
I personally have, like, given multiple times. And just to see, because you get updates on where your blood goes. So I got to see this year my blood went to North Carolina to a hospital, which was absolutely just mind-opening. Like,
so how many lives have you saved throughout this, do you know for sure?
I don't have the numbers with me, but through my last blood drive, I was able to give, I think, 50 lives, over 50 lives were saved with my last blood drive.
So okay, and that was total then for your last one?
For my last one, it's over 50, but I don't have the exact
number.
That's
awesome.
Dang, that's awesome that you're able to do that. So do you have any funny memories?
I mean, other than my last blood drive, I had a girl, and her friend was giving as well as her, and she got done first. And so she's like, I want to go help out my friend, and she just pops up immediately right after giving, and it didn't go so well because she ended up falling onto the floor, but it all worked out. She didn't pass out, but it was just... She kept on just wanting to stand up and go see her friend, even though she wasn't able to because of the process.
So do you have a favorite memory or just, like, your favorite, yeah?
I think my favorite memory is just interacting with the staff that I am given through these blood drives. It's just awesome to see them come out and do this for, because most of the time they do it for volunteer work, or some of the time they are paid for this, and so.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, thanks for joining us today, Ryan.
No problem.
To all of our listeners, remember, we are bringing our alumni home for an all-class reunion on Friday, December 22nd. If you know of someone who graduated from FCA, please have them email Mrs. Keener to register, and we will have a free pass for them, along with their family, to get in the basketball game that night as well. And her email is hkeener@fcanights.us. Thank you for listening today, and thank you, Ryan, for joining us on FCA Connect. Please consider donating blood through the American Cross Red Cross on December 1st at Fairfield Christian Academy. Tune in next week for more of what's going on at Fairfield Christian Academy. For FCA Connect, I'm Abby Miller.
And I'm Bella Adair.
Talk with you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. For more information about FCA, please visit us at fairfieldchristianacademy.com. To schedule a tour and get an up-close look at FCA, including our state-of-the-art facilities, our award-winning teachers, and our exceptional students, please call us at 740-654-2889. Fairfield Christian Academy, where we are pursuing excellence and building character.